AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Russian President Vladimir Putin says some proposals in the U.S. plan to end the war in Ukraine are unacceptable to the Kremlin. His comments published today indicated that any deal is still some ways off. President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and son-in-law Jared Kushner are set to meet with Ukraine's lead negotiator Rustem Umerov later today in Miami for further talks. The State Department is again warning Americans against any travel to Venezuela. Tensions between Washington and Caracas are increasing over U.S. military strikes targeting alleged Venezuelan drug traffickers in the Caribbean. On Capitol Hill today, Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley, who reportedly issued orders for the U.S. military to fire upon survivors of an attack on an alleged drug boat, is scheduled for a classified briefing with top congressional lawmakers. In New Orleans, a federal immigration crackdown began yesterday.
Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino was seen meeting with colleagues in the parking lot of a Home Depot in Kenner, a heavily Hispanic suburb.
How long is this operation going to last, sir?
Homeland Security has said they will target immigrants who were released after arrests for violent crime. Agents slowly drove by gas stations and a Walmart, and reporters watched about a dozen surround a job site as two men working as roofers jumped in a vehicle and sped away. Immigration attorneys in the area say they've been inundated with calls, and some business owners say they will remain closed for now. Louisiana's Republican Governor Jeff Landry says he welcomes the crackdown, drawing praise from President Trump at Tuesday's cabinet meeting.
Governor Landry, great guy, great governor. He's asked for help in New Orleans.
A U.S. official says more than 200 agents are working the New Orleans operation with the aim to make as many arrests as possible over at least 60 days. Landry also told the Walton and Johnson radio show he expects National Guard members to arrive in New Orleans before Christmas to join in the effort. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports it's not easy getting hydrated at the Grand Canyon right now.
Starting Saturday, overnight stays at the Grand Canyon South Rim lodges have been canceled because of water line breaks. There is only one water line to the South Rim, and crews are working on multiple breaks to that line. The failures have prompted strict conservation measures to preserve limited resources. This is just the second time overnight stays have had to be canceled. For park staff and the 2,500 who live year-round in Grand Canyon Village, it means short showers, less toilet flushing, and turning off faucets while shaving or brushing teeth. Day visitors are still welcome at the South Rim, and there is lodging available outside the park. The goal is to have the water line fixed and the lodges open again as early as next week. I'm Ed Donahue.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.